Now, one government agency, one of the last remaining sources of low-down payment home loans, may soon need a bailout of itself. Joining us live now with this story, Jane Norris from our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We're talking about the Federal Housing Authority here, right?
Yep. They backed home loans with no down payments. And then last fall, they stopped doing that because they discovered with people with no skin in the game, no down payment of their own, were defaulting at much higher numbers than people that were even making a small down payment. But you can still get a loan with 3.5% down. Still, people were getting 100% financing, and the agency was finding that they had a much higher rate of foreclosure.
Wow, that's still a great deal. I mean, 3.5% down is still pretty good.
Right, they will back that. But you know, if you go in and you look for a loan now, especially a mortgage or even a refinance, there's much more structure to the process. It's not that, let's just write the paper. What do you make again? Oh, yeah, we'll give you a loan.
Yeah.
You know, so now banks are really going through. Remember, this is the agency that backs those loans, so they're not actually granting the loan.
Could we really see a bailout down the line?
You could. As a matter of fact, the agency is considering for the first time in its 75-year history, because people pay in to the FHA. They get one of these insurance policies, if you will. They pay in on a regular basis, and now they're thinking about going to the federal government for a loan.
Well, would they be better off considering an option of maybe requiring people to put more down so they don't have as much liability involved?
Well, I think that's part of the process that they're going through. But right now, I think what they want to do is make sure that the loans are available to people that can qualify so that they could buy up some of the inventory, especially with mortgage rates at the low point that they are right now.
Right,
they don't want to make it too restrictive. But the process, the hoops you have to go through to get a home loan now, much different than they were a year and a half ago.
Absolutely. And we had only 3,000 pages then in the mortgage process.
Yeah, now there's six.
Jane Norris from our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.